Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me 23 after the hour. Thanks for be a part of my day. Jerry Ripperger is our guest, our good friend, all the way coming at us, all the way from the Principal Financial Group in the great state of Iowa. He's a director of consulting there, right, and charge of the ESOP program there at Principal. If I'm not mistaken, Jerry, this may be old news. What's the story?
Yep, that's true. I run our consulting practice, and I specialize in employee stock ownership.
There you go, the ESOPs. You've given us some great reports on how ESOP can work for companies, and we look forward to another update on that one of these days pretty soon, Jerry.
I'd love to do that.
We're talking about the survey you took recently to ask folks about how they feel about their financial and their physical well-being, and you determined that people are probably, you know, maybe not being quite accurate with themselves. They're probably not as financially well off as they think they are, and they're probably not as physically in as physical a good condition as they think they are. And I wonder why do you think that we're sort of fooling ourselves, Jerry?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things that come into why that disconnect.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, truth can be kind of harsh at times, and I think generally speaking, we're fairly optimistic as a country. So I think we do have this perpetual optimism as we look at these types of things. But you know, hope certainly is not lost. You know, there's an old adage that no one plans to fail; they fail to plan.
Right.
And putting together a solid plan and executing on that can really alleviate a lot of these concerns. And really, Jim, one of the biggest things people need to do, whether this is with your physical health or with your financial health, is engage a professional to help you. There's a reason people hire professionals, that they have expertise there. You know, about a fifth of the U.S. population is actually in an established primary care relationship with a general practitioner.
Wow.
So when you think about that almost four-fifths people treat buying health care as a one-off decision.
Yeah.
And they've not entered into this long-term established relationship. So certainly as you look at your health side of things, get in a primary care relationship. For your listeners, seriously look at not just how your health benefits pay for sickness. How does it incent wellness?
Mm-hmm.
How are we...
That is something that you guys have been promoting ever since I've known you guys for probably almost 17 years, you guys have promoted the concept of wellness especially with your clients, you put your money where your mouth is. You give people better rates if their people are in better health if they improve their wellness. Wellness is not something that America spends a lot of time contemplating, is it? That's unfortunate.
Not really, and there's a lot of factors there.
We think about being sick. We don't like being sick. When we're sick, we want to get fixed, but we don't spend the time to do the maintenance to prevent the sickness, do we?
Right. If you think about health care, it's about one-sixth of our economy, and only 5% of that spend actually goes to prevention.
Mm-hmm.
The other 95% goes to treatment.
See, this is what I've been complaining about the so-called healthcare reform. You know, everybody knows I don't like Obamacare, and I think it's a mistake. And we should be focusing on making all of us better healthcare consumers, not just healthcare patients. What do you think?
I think that whether we're talking about your physical health or your fiscal health, that we really need to move from this entitlement mentality to an engagement mentality.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And how do we engage people to take ownership for that? And at the core of both physical and financial aspect of that, is it really comes down to how do you design the benefit program. Mm-hmm. And this is where the business owners are crucial in this process, because because they're the ones primarily, you know, putting these plans in place, designing these plans. And engaging a professional to help with that design can really start moving the needle on progress to improving both physical and fiscal health of the population.
Well, I agree. It's 100%. I mean, it's something that we all have to focus on more, because it's amazing what not being healthy, being sick more often, even if it's not catastrophic, just being sick or knowing in a year's time that you're going to be sick because of and not being able to trace that back to your the way you live your life, the way you think. All of that takes a toll not only on your physical body, but it takes a toll on your wallet, which has an effect on your standard of living, doesn't it, Jerry?
Absolutely. If you are not physically well, you are not going to have the same earnings potential. You're not going to be able to work as long, which really comes back once again into this employee benefit issue of the importance of putting in things like solid disability programs to really help protect those employees.
Well, don't just help your people acquire insurance. Don't just do that. Come up, promote discussions and conversations around well-being and help your people, you know, to accomplish more physical well-being as well. And maybe you can cut down on some of those medical costs. Hey, Jerry, give us a website, please.
Yeah, you can find more at www.principal.com.
Can they find the new survey there?
Absolutely. Survey results are right up.
All right. Thanks, Jerry, for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to talk to you.
Jerry Ripperger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.